All right, welcome back here to the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5 The Game, brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Chase McCabe off today. Dr. Crane sitting in for him. Craziness from last night from college football, the last 2 days, what's going on, everything else. And today's also the beginning of the transfer portal. Now, we all think we know what's going on, that a guy gets in the portal, you give him $1 million, and he shows up at your campus. That is so not how it works. So the official coach of the Chase and Big Joe Show, our good friend, the head football coach at Eastern Kentucky University, Walt Wells, proud McGavick High School graduate, joins us now. Coach Wells, Happy New Year. How are we doing?
Doing great, Joe. Appreciate you having me on.
All right. Tell me, so the portal starts today. I know you're in the middle of all that, what's going on. We're not going to talk about players, but about the process. So how does this work? A guy puts his name in the portal, now today you can contact him today?
Yeah, you can actually talk to him legally today and start the conversations. You got 2 weeks, depending on your academic calendar, and when you start back to school, to get him, you know, interested, talk about the contracts, talk about the scholarship, talk about all those type of things, and then get him enrolled and get him ready to go.
Now, do you have to work hand-in-hand with the admissions department to make sure everything is good to go?
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially at our level, but, yeah, at any level you have to do that because they're still academically, they have to be able to get in, they have to do everything. So what a lot of people did is, because you can't talk to the player, you talk to the agent. And my understanding is a lot of the schools were accepting the transcripts from the agents. So, you know, where you haven't talked to the player, you've talked to his agent. And so that has led you to believe that they want to come to your institution. So the athletic department, some of them across the country, have decided that that is okay to accept transcripts from them, upload them in the system, and start having them ready so they can go on official visits.
So it's legal for a coaching staff to talk to an agent before he talked to a player?
Correct.
Okay. Again, I had no idea that's how that was. So now you get a player that you like, and you got to – do you meet him in person? Do you bring him to campus? How does that work?
Well, we cannot go off campus right now because you're in a quiet period, but you can have them come on campus. So they can come on campus in an official visit, you know, platform, which most people nowadays are doing one – instead of two nights, they do one night, and on the transfers anyway, and bring them in, show them what's – you know, this is, you know, where your money's going to come from. This is the weight room. This is the, you know, practice field. This is how we're going to, you know, utilize you in our systems, all that kind of stuff. And then probably the last thing anybody does is academics.
All right. So is there a portal list that you guys go into like, oh, I want to talk to this guy, that guy, this guy, that guy? Is that how you get, if you haven't talked to the guy's agent, but there's somebody out there that you like, is that how you do it? Then you contact him that way?
Well, I mean, yeah, that's technically how you're supposed to do it, but if you're doing that, you're way behind. You only got 2 week window.
Right.
And so, you know, the portal closes January the 16th. We start school the 20th. So you have to be ready, and then there's a dead period, not this week, well, it's Friday. Next week, when we go to the convention, which is our National Coaches Convention, there's a dead period, which nobody's going to. Everybody's going to stay at home and work.
Right.
And try to figure it out. So, you know, and it's a pecking order. You know, your Tennessees, your Vanderbilts, all them, you know, they're going through their guys first, and then it falls all the way down to, you know, the next level of P4s and then the D5s, and then boom, 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 here we go. And so, you know, the Division II NAI and junior college kids – have been open this whole time. So a lot of people have, you know, like Trinidad Chambliss, who played last night, right?
Yep.
D2 guy. People could have been talking to him all along because he's Division II.
Interesting. All right, we're talking to Coach Walt Wells, the official coach of the Chase and Big Joe Show. He's the head coach at Eastern Kentucky right here on 102.5 The Game.
Yeah, well, looking at the landscape of college football, obviously I'll ask you about some of the coaches that are coaching elsewhere. They're going to another university soon. But you look at teams right now, and you mentioned the admissions office kind of working hand-in-hand with those agents. Is that kind of what holds up a lot of these NIL deals, is because there's a lot of finance involved with it along with the admissions process?
Correct. I mean, the admission process, I mean, you're going to know going into it real quick once you get his transcripts whether or not he's eligible or not. Most kids nowadays are eligible. It's whether or not, you know, how are they going to handle their seeking a degree if that's important to them, all right? You know, we've got guys that left us with 15 hours left. And, you know, when you transfer to another institution, you have to take, at most institutions, you have to take 40 hours to graduate.
Right.
So now you think about, there's, as of this morning, there was 3,000 NAIA Division II type, Division III players in the portal. And then when I got a text this morning about 9:30, there was 2,500 FBS and FCS guys in. So there's over 5,500 kids in the portal already.
Holy cow.
You know, so you're talking about, I mean, the academic piece is important, but it, I mean, the graduation piece is not. It's just, are they going to be eligible? And then you got to negotiate your, you know, the money piece. And, you know, there's not a lot of negotiations for us, but at other levels where there's a lot of money, you know, there is a large negotiation piece that goes on. And you find out real quick, is the kid about money? Is he about playing football and wanting to win? What is he about? Because, you know, winning still matters to you as a coach, obviously. But to some of these kids, it's just about the money. And yeah, you got to figure out what you got to do and what you got to take. You know, who are the right guys to fit what you are trying to accomplish and what you have to accomplish. Some of these guys are, you know, going into their last year potentially at their institution. And so they're going to take whoever they think can help them win. And, you know, you're going to say, well, everybody does that. Well, some people are going to take guys to develop the next year, maybe, or two. Some guys are going in the portal. And now that, you know, the SEC just passed a rule, you get 105 scholarships. Well, if they put everybody on scholarship, some of these guys are like, yeah, I'll go to Tennessee to be on scholarship and be a scout team player.
Yeah, you're right.
And you upgrade your look teams that way. And you don't have to pay them the money, you know, that your rev share money and or your NIL money.
It seems like, well, looking at from the outside looking in, the recruiting process in this NIL era, you mentioned that you can talk to NAIA Division II, Division III players right now, but you have to kind of wait on those Power Four players a little later on. It just seems, well, now the portal's open, but in beforehand, that is. It just seems that
right,
the priority is those Division II, Division III NAIA players at the moment, and then you go look at your Power Fours. I wouldn't say the land of misfit toys of those players, but definitely the guys that are not getting those starting roles.
No doubt about it. And it depends on what level you're talking about. Like for us, D2 players, D3, NAI, we're finding a little worth in JUCOs now because not as many people are going to the JUCO route, especially at the P4 level and the G5 level, because, you know, the resources aren't as great as they are at other places. And so at least you know what they've gone through for them, because we all do about the same thing. So they've all gone through winter program, study tables, you know, they've handled the workload, they've handled the season load, they've handled all that stuff that is a little different at the junior college level than it is at the other level. So, yeah, everybody's gone through that. You get a little break for Christmas. Like for us at the FCS level, we could have been out. We were out recruiting in December, where FBS could not be out recruiting. They had to sit at home and do it from at home. And so, you know, which gave them time to do some things. And you find out who's going in the portal. You know, like I'm pretty much, there's no surprises today. You know, there'll be one, I'm sure, but I hadn't heard it yet. But there's, you know, everybody has told us prior who's going into the portal. And you know what? Good luck to you. And I hope it works out. And it will. It'll work out however they need it maybe not want it to, but however they can get it to work out, it'll work out for them.
Yeah, you know, the reports kind of came out last night after the Sugar Bowl that Charlie Weiss Jr., you know, it's mentioned that Lane Kiffin is not going to let some of those coaches coach in the next round of the playoff. It just it frustrates me as a college football fan and also just someone that watches the game in general. What do those programs do, especially in Kentucky, especially? You have Will Stein, who's at Oregon right now. Like, how is that all transpiring to kind of navigate the portal?
Well, I'd say Will, you know, and without talking to him, he's probably back in Lexington right now getting ready for visits, having people in on visits and talking to them and going through all that. I'm sure Dan's given the Oregon team a couple of days off. So, you know, he can do everything from Lexington to game plan. He can have, you know, COVID was great and giving us Zoom. So we got Zoom meetings he can have with his staff. And then he'll be out in Oregon when it's time to get ready for practices. It'll be a hard fit a little bit to do. Private jets are nice, but Oregon to Lexington's not close at all. And so it's still going to be a lot of travel time involved, and it's going to wear everybody down. That's everybody's gripe is the calendar. The calendar screwed up. They're trying to make college football the NFL, but still have the academic integrity of academics and everything that goes along with the college piece. And they have to continue to do that. I get it. But they need to figure out how to make this thing all work in a better time frame. Because what they're going to end up doing is killing these kids and killing these coaches. The other thing is, you know, the portal doesn't open until January 2nd. That's great. I'm all for all that for where I'm at. But can you imagine if your school starts school January the 6th? You don't think these guys that are making hundreds to millions of dollars are not going to find ways around the rules to get those guys ready to go?
No, you're right with all that. We're talking to Walt Wells, the official coach of the Chase and Big Joe Show, head football coach at Eastern Kentucky University. All right, say there's a player at another school that wants to play for you. Can he legally reach out to you and say, hey, look at me? Or does he have to go into the portal and then you find him?
He has to go into the portal. Legally for me to talk to him.
So if he goes
and reach out to me, he's going to have my number and he's going to send me something, right?
Okay.
And that's great. I can't respond.
So
okay? I can't do it.
Okay.
And so that is I'm sure going on 100% everywhere. Okay. Because you may have recruited that kid at one time. And so you have a relationship with him. He has your phone number. How can you stop him, you know, other than blocking him?
Right.
Well, hell, I can't go through I don't delete them all. I can't go through and block everybody that went to another school in my phone. And so, you know, those things happen. But legally, I cannot return or anything. Now, what ends up happening is a high school coach calls me and says, hey, Tommy's going into the portal. Are you interested? Yeah, let me get some. I have a need at that position. Find a way to give me some film, and we'll watch the film, and then go from there. That happens.
Okay.
All right. It's the same thing with an agent. Same thing with an agent. And so then the next thing everybody says, well, why is high school recruiting hurting? Well, because you can't replace a junior with a freshman. I mean, the maturity factor and the development factor is totally different.
Right.
And so you can't do that. And I talked to our high school association in Kentucky about this about 3 years ago. I said, guys, if you're going to keep selling your guys to the next level up that are playing for, you know, us, then guess what? It's going to be hard for me to continue to recruit your high school kids because I got to replace that development with this other guy. And, you know, it just is what it is. Don't get mad at me for not recruiting, you know, Stevie over here, because you're selling Tommy to, you know, say the University of Kentucky, and you want me to replace him with Stevie who's on your team. I can't do that.
Right.
I got to go get, you know, Johnny over here at wherever. I mean, I had a kid last year that came from a SEC school, played 8 plays in 2 years. 8 plays. He played every game for us this year, started, did a great job, great kid, good person, the whole nine yards. And he's went in the portal. And I was told last night by his high school coach that he's got a chance to make over six figures.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just your teams are one-year teams now. And that's what they are. I mean, I had a young man 2 years ago go in the portal. He went to an ACC school. They had an incredible year. He's got 1 year left of eligibility if they don't change the 5-for-5 rule, which I don't think they are. And now he's in the portal again. So he played for us for 2 years, went and played for them and played for a championship, and then now he's back in the portal.
But
how's his graduation going to happen?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But on the flip side of that, the young man that played for the Houston Texans played for you at Eastern, Jaden Higgins?
Higgins.
Correct. I can talk about him. Correct.
Yeah, yeah. But at the same time, you're proud of him because he took advantage of what was offered, and now he's kicking ass for the Texans, and he played for you.
No, there's no question about it. And you know, he came under COVID to us. Nobody really – I mean, I think a couple teams offered him early, but then nobody was recruiting him. We got him. One of our coaches did a great job, got him up. He came sight unseen, played for 2 years, broke records, did a great job, came in like, you know, hey, coach, I'm going to go in the portal. This is when it was young, and I knew he'd been getting tampered with. And, you know, what are you going to do about it? And he chose Iowa State, went there, had a great career. Got an annuity and got all this stuff, got his education paid for, and was the first overall pick for the Houston Texans last year in the second round. And that was, but the first player they took, and he's having I'm sure he'll be all rookie this year. And a great player, great kid, 3.8 student. There's not one negative thing I can say about him other than I wish he could have stayed and played for us for two more years. But I understand why he did what he did.
Yeah, and it's a great story, that as well. All right, we're going to let you go. One question, though. Mike Woodward has texted in and wants to know why you got kicked out of the DuPont-McGavitt game after only one play back in 1984.
Well, I threw a punch, Joe.
One play. You go in one play, throw a punch, and you get ejected. Legend. Legendary.
Out.
And DuPont was never the same.
Well, you know, they had to close the school after that.
They did. Oh, man, that's so fantastic. Yeah, the boys all say hi. Roy, Al, Woody, Ham, Al, everybody says hi to you.
Tell them I said hello. Maybe when this thing ever slows down, I'll get down there for a night. We'll all go out to dinner.
Well, you know, Roy's wife is the backup singer for George Strait, so maybe we can get George Strait send you a little good luck video in 26.
That'd be awesome. I'd love it.
All right, Coach. Appreciate you, man. Safe travels.
All right. See you. Bye.
There you go. Coach Wells explained the portal. I mean, there is so much. I mean, you got to still recruit your own players. Like he was talking about, Vandy, Tennessee, got to still recruit their own players. And then there was a guy at, God, what school was he? He put down his portal list, and he put the school that he's at on the portal, like my really? Four schools that I'm looking at, like Iowa State, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Whatever. And he's
Midwest
like,
teams.
Yeah, and he's at Wisconsin. So just chaos, man. I'm still confused.
I mean, I loved his insight when he talked about the just difference of going to D2, D3, and talking to agents at the same time. Like that, to me, shows you that you have a certain priority of certain players, pool players, that is.
Yeah, and where did Mr. Chambliss play last year?
Ferris State, thank you.
Yep, and then, look, these guys, you know this, Dr. Kern, you played football. Mm-hmm. Opportunity. That's all it is.
Just takes one play.
It is.
It really does.
How many coaches today are looking even deeper at Ferris State? I mean, they already are, but, I mean, on and on, like, oh, okay.
After last night? You have eyeballs all over that
right?
University.
That's all right. Appreciate you, Coach Wells, for that. All right, we'll take another break. Come back. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show right here, brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5 The Game.